This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Little darling, trying to be a little darling. There she is. Yeah. Jay Kirzner, Doug Steffen, always smiling, pretty much always happy, always thinking, participating in the world, participating in life. Beatles got us thinking about the sunshine, the lollipops, and the roses. That'll be around pretty quickly. And so that's a good thing. I want to think about spring. I want to think about warmth. I want to think about the things that come with all of that, right? The romance season. I don't know why it is. Why are weddings held more in June than any other month? Is there a good reason? What month? When did you get married, Jay?
In July. And it was so crazy hot. But I feel like June is one of those ones because it's summer, but it's not quite crazy hot.
Right.
Easier to travel, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June is definitely crazy popular for weddings. You also have October because the fall foliage just looks so pretty in pictures. Or you have the December weddings because of the snow, which has been kind of a little bit more sparse recently.
I'd like to pay attention to the people who get married in the cold weather months to see whether their marriages last longer, shorter, or it doesn't make a difference. Do you think it makes a difference the time of year? I get married in November. And I was frozen out by the following Valentine's Day. So, but the cold, does that make a difference? Or if you have a warm love for somebody.
I would think it would be the relationship itself, the marriage itself. Right. I do always wonder about, not necessarily the couple who decides to get married on a holiday or, say, like New Year's Eve, but the guests who have to attend, who maybe wanted to go do something else for their New Year's Eve and ring in the New Year a certain way, but instead they have to go to a party.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not a party, a wedding.
Well, it is a party, isn't it?
But I mean, like, people who have, if they have their traditions or they like to do things a certain way, but they have to kind of put that aside. But I guess if it's somebody that you're really close to and you love dearly, you don't mind ringing in the new year with their love.
Okay. Well, can you ring it in with a bell that sounds like that?
More cowbell.
The cowbell? Yeah, well, on the farm. It's a great way to bring people to attention, right? Hear ye, hear ye. These two people are getting married. Any objections? We don't want to hear them. Just sit down and shut up, and we'll get on with it. All right, so we have that to think about, the good stuff. I have your attention now, so here's a couple of sick things that you can think about. If you've heard the story about what happened in Oklahoma, investigation going on this week into the death of what's referred to as a non-binary student. Do you want to, again, underscore what category, what do we put into non-binary as terms, male, female?
Doesn't identify with either gender, male
either.
Or female.
Right. There was a 16-year-old guy. And the students in the school in Owosso, Oklahoma, didn't like him because he was different. So what'd they do? They killed him. There you go. And so now there was a fight. I think there were girls involved in it and boys.
Yeah, this happened in the girls' restroom.
Yeah. So this is somebody who changed, or did they even change? This is identified as a woman, a young woman.
No.
Even though I had, why was there
a fight? No, so it's a non-binary. Non-binary is when, is the gender identification thing where you do not identify as either gender, male nor female. This is where they, them, those pronouns are used rather than he, she, and her.
Okay, so what was the beef, though? How would you know, unless the student said, you know, there's a lot of bullying apparently going on from students in this high school. And so it ended up that the student in question had a physical altercation with some others in the school, and to the point where he was, he, she, how do you refer to somebody non-binary?
They.
You're calling me he.
They, them.
Hey, they, okay. So they, but they is plural, so that's not plural, it's one person.
Well, it's not, say, so you get an email from, say I got an email from somebody, and I'm relaying the message to you, and I don't actually know if the, it's a gender neutral name, and I don't even know if this is a man or woman, let alone what pronouns they use. I'm going to say, I'm going to use the pronouns they, because I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say he or she, and just say they. That's
it's kind of an incorrect use of the pronoun, but that's not really the issue here. What's the issue is how sick it is that people are so afraid of their own sexual identity, and that's really what this is. You get down to brass tacks. People who don't understand or don't accept someone who's different than they are,
learn
usually
to hate from home.
Yeah, the home situation is such, there's an insecurity there. I mean, I don't, it's not my cup of tea. I don't know whether I hang around with people who are non-binary or not, and I don't really give a rat's, you know what. These are people. So what's the difference? What is it? How are you affected? This is kind of like when people say gay marriage is going to ruin the institution. How? What's it going to, it doesn't bother. Why wouldn't you even care? It doesn't affect you and your marriage. So what do you care? And I think I apply the same logic to this stuff. It's uncomfortable. And so when you go to the airport now, it's a non-sex or unisex bathroom that you find in many places. And so you're in there, and you go in and you close the door and you lock it if you don't want to have somebody else come in that's not of your sex. Yeah, you see fathers take their daughters into men's rooms all the time when they're 2, 3, 4 years old, and nobody says boo about it. And so this is something, I mean, certainly these
kids
are older.
There's been men who have taken their daughters into women's rooms because they know the women's room is probably safer. Because the urinals, even if you take your, even if a man takes his little girl into the men's room, there's still, like, urinals around. It's not that everybody is in a stall, where if you go into the women's room, they're all stalls. And I've been in a restroom, and not a single other woman who was in that restroom had a problem with the man bringing their daughter in for safety.
Yeah. So if you were in the ladies' room and the men's room was locked, and you couldn't get in, you really had to go, would you say something if a guy came in and used a urinal in a woman's room?
There aren't any urinals in the women's restroom. We don't.
Well, I don't mean urinals. I mean toilets. They use the toilet. the reason I ask is because I've done that on many occasions. If you got to go and you can't get in the men's room,
I've used the men's restroom on multiple occasions. Go to any concert where they are starting to convert some of the men's rooms into women's restrooms at concerts if they know that there's going to be a larger female base than male. Yeah. But before they started doing that, I had no problem. If there was no line in the men's room and there was a really long line in the women's room, I'd go use the men's room. No apologies. Yeah. If you have to go, you have to go.
So, that probably
The issue isn't men or women or people who don't have gender identification or identify with a gender that was not their sex assigned at birth. The issue is actual perverts who have malintent. Those are the issues.
Yeah. I'm thinking that at a Taylor Swift concert, there's going to be a lot more women than there are men.
Most of those men's rooms were converted into women's restrooms.
Women's rooms, right. So speaking of Taylor Swift, the Singapore National Tourism Bureau said yesterday that they have provided a government grant to bring Taylor Swift to a concert in their national stadium. The Prime Minister of Singapore said he wanted to bring Taylor Swift over, this is Singapore's in Southeast Asia, and so the people there can't afford, I don't know whether Taylor Swift might want to cut her rates or whatever, but on first blush, somebody said, well, you know, he charged this much money. So the national government of Singapore has declared Taylor Swift Day, I don't know, sometime next month, I guess it is, to bring her in, and it's sponsored by the Ministry of Community Culture, they they issued a joint statement with the Taylor Swift people. They're bringing, because they think it'll be great for their retail, their travel business, dining business, bring Taylor Swift. Everybody in the world knows who Taylor Swift is. So in order to, but they wanted to, the deal apparently that they made was to prevent her from playing elsewhere in that area. The Eras Tour is going on. She just took a break when for the football game, and she's back over there now, apparently, doing concerts in various places in Southeast Asia. And normally, they take in, this is pretty interesting, $3 to $4 million for each performance. All right? So she got six, she has six concerts in this arena. That's what they've scheduled it for. And they've guaranteed that they'll get at least three, and if the take is larger, $4 million for six concerts. So that's what, four times six is $24 million. Not bad for six performances, right? I'll take it.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. All right, so anyway, here's the news of Swifties. See, I have to do a Swiftie thing. I got to mention Donald Trump. I was told, you must mention Donald Trump every hour, and you must mention Taylor Swift. Okay, so I did Taylor Swift.
I pair them together.
Donald Trump, yeah. That's not going to happen in real life, I think. I'd be pretty sure of that. All right, so let's go back to some of the issues that people have with their sexuality. Apparently, Greece this week announced they would be the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize same-sex marriages. The Hellenic Parliament, the Greek Parliament, passed an equality bill that has been put together. Actually, the Prime Minister of Greece is pretty conservative, or pretty, I don't like that word, but you know what I mean. So the fact that it's a turning point for human rights there, other countries, I'm sure, will take note. And I go back to what I said before. Who cares whether you're the same sex or not? Why? What does it do to you? And then, you know, there is this whole thing, well, gay couples shouldn't be able to adopt children. Why? If they love the kids, what difference does it make?
Well, I know that doesn't set well. It's couples. It's just marriage. We have to also stop putting these additional words in front of them. It's just marriage. People are getting married.
Yeah. That's all.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise. Like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. Hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the ever-living Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. This is our social media corner for this hour. And instead of talking about people and the gossipy stuff, we have some technology news. Actually, a warning, Jay, of consequences of the social media ban that's been introduced in Florida. There are a lot of people who took time during the pandemic to start little businesses, social media businesses, and if this bill is passed, it'll put some of them out of business. Looking at the story of one of them who's sort of a horticulturalist, and the blog that he has is about sustainability and creating a nursery and that kind of stuff. But because of his age, that could go the way of the wind, because this new Florida media, social media ban affects everybody. Is it under 16 or under 14? I've forgotten.
It's what age? Under 16 or it's under 18? I can't remember which state was trying to do it for anybody under the age of 19, but it varies by state. And the issue with this, too, is it's one of those, like, it's an all or nothing kind of thing. And in this situation, right, of this young business person who is making money using social media, not for, you know, what the issues are at hand, but as their business. How many 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds have part-time jobs while they are also in school? We see that a lot. And this is a young person who is making a business, their own business, total entrepreneur, and now because of the social media situation where they may be banned because of their age, suddenly they can't do their job. They can't have their company.
Well, this is one of the groups that's stirring the pot here is a group called Minds Without Borders, modeled after Doctors Without Borders, sharing things that are good among people who are the same age around the globe. And so, in this case, this fellow started a business to, again, help with the, you know, the way things are grown, teaching people how to be motivated to grow things, and, you know, how do you plant something, and how do you water, how do you take care of that kind of stuff. It's so foreign to so many people about how things grow. So that's what this was like, and he had the consent of his parents. I guess, is that part of the bill? If you have the consent of your parents, then you don't have to worry about, does that mean they're responsible?
I think with this one, it is regardless if you have consent of your guardians or not. It is, if you're under a certain age, you can't do it.
You can't do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's see where that.
But who's going? But honestly, who's going to stop a parent who says, "Hey, you know what? I think I watch what you do, so I'm going to go ahead and create an additional account for me, and then let you use it or whatnot." But there are loopholes. But just let's figure out the problem and address the problem itself rather than banning everything across the board. Because now you're just going to have kids who are unsupervised sneaking their way onto social media and then even getting deeper into trouble, deeper into mental health crisis because they don't have any adult authority who might not know that they're even doing anything because it's been banned across the board. Well, don't we see this with alcohol in other countries that don't have
a drinking age? You see it with pornography.
Any country that doesn't have the age limit, there's not as big of a problem of underage drinking and getting into trouble with things because there's, I don't know if it's the sneaking around part of it that makes it so exciting or what, but it just seems like, what is it, France that has really no age limit for drinking or Canada's like 19. Yeah. You don't have underage people getting in trouble or all of these drunk driving accidents of underage kids or what is it? When you drink too much and then you die because of alcohol poisoning. There it is.
Yeah.
You just don't have that. And so then you're going to have the same thing with social media. If you completely ban it by the age, you're still going to have people underage using it and it will just be worse.
Yep. There's a conference going on now in Munich, the security conference that is trying to work on a pact, an international pact, to fight AI-generated election misinformation. Be interesting to see where all that goes, because there's plenty of it floating around, not just about our country. 28 after the hour now here on Good Day.
When is the best time to buy wrapping paper? December 26. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen how much frozen turkeys are marked down the day after Thanksgiving? Beef and turkey are both rich in protein, vitamins, and minerals, but beef has twice the fats. So why gobble just one day each year? Those day after Thanksgiving doorbuster specials can be budget busters, but everything is on sale in January, and try Christmas shopping throughout the year when you spot something someone on your gift list would appreciate. And though I love the smell of a real Christmas tree, I bought a handsome $1,000 artificial tree for $400 in January. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Multiple federal agencies are currently conducting investigations to ascertain whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from technical glitches or were part of a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for a third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% the previous week. A storm is anticipated to impact the Northeast, bringing rain and potential snowfall. Meteorologists predict that the system, which crossed the Midwest on Thursday, will progress eastward throughout Friday. While the East Coast is projected to receive primarily rain, northern New England may experience some significant snowfall. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here, and now it's me.
In your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Really? I don't recognize that. Probably should.
Oh, All About Eve.
Oh.
Davis.
Oh, that's
Baxter.
Right, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. One of your favorites, is it?
It is. As far as the classic Hollywood films go, that would be in my top three. Right? Probably
right.
Just under His Girl Friday.
Okay, good to know. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 34 and was 35 after the hour. Here's from the, Doug's Did You Know and Do You Care fact file.
Yes.
The first mass-produced dresses in our country were made out of flour sacks. And that's because during the Depression, rural families repurposed rags, towels, and the bags that feed came in, burlap bags, flour sacks, that sort of thing, because they had tighter weaves, a very frugal way to make a dress or make some kind of... Look at some of the girls from that era and what they were dressed in. They all looked the same.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they had dresses from sugar bags or animal feed bags, that sort of thing. So
I feel like that cut of dress has, even though the material's been different, that specific kind of cut has come back a little bit.
Has it? Yeah, would you wear one?
Every 20 to 30 years. I feel like I did in the early aughts.
Okay.
I've reached that age where fashions I grew up in, like, my teen years are now coming back for teens in today's world. I feel like I'm a true adult now because I've reached that age to see my fashion stuff becoming fashionable again. Not for me, not for my age, but for the age when I was.
It's kind of like men's sport coats and suits. The lapels get wider and then they get narrower. And that's the only difference, right?
Yeah.
Well, whether you got two buttons or three buttons or... whether it has a single slit in the back or a double vent, you know, that kind of stuff, or no vent at all.
The leisure suits, those need to never come back, though.
I had tons. My father's in the clothing business, so I had one of every color. I had a khaki one. I had a blue one. I had a white one. I think I had a green one. And there's a picture around someplace of me in the white leisure suit.
We have to find it.
Yeah, maybe not. All right, here's the story of Sonia Passion, who realized her life's work when she was 16, kind of like the interpreter, the entrepreneur we were talking about a few minutes ago in the social media segment. Here's really very interesting, because it kind of ties in with all of the things we've been talking about a little bit in this hour, which you can hear, if you didn't hear us talking about some of the gender-based issues in the last half hour, you go to the gooddayshow.com website and you hear the program all day long, the whole program. And then we have the Good Day download every year, every day. The download that's up there right now features our conversation about the 8-year-old chess prodigy who made history beating the 37-year-old. We talked about that. Well, I mean, you got 3-4 hours of conversation sort of boiled down. How long does the download usually last, Jay, when you put it together?
What,
14, 15
minutes? Yeah, it's about 40 minutes. Like 35 to 45. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's the podcast of the Good Day Show, Good Day Download at gooddayshow.com. All right, so anyway, this ongoing discussion of gender-based reality and the violence that goes with it for whatever the reason. Here's a youngster who at the age of 16 prepared a pamphlet for Amnesty International about helping survivors of gender-based violence. It's pretty interesting because the reality around the world is that 1 in 3 women will experience some kind of gender-based violence in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So this lady... talks about being confused as to why she was exposed to this stuff and you know, the business about whether you are a girl or a boy or, you know, the whole... It's confusing, and I think it's unnecessary. I get
men are starting to deal with it a lot more now, too, where... And they were, don't get me wrong, but it was always happening to women. More women would experience it, and then if we said anything, did anything, had a response or a reaction, we became the problem, not the situation itself. And men, if they experience some kind of violence or sexual assault or anything like that, a groping issue, well, they can't say anything because then they're not man enough, or then they should have wanted it, and like all of that stuff. Yeah. It's just... it is the same situation happening to people regardless of gender identification and or sex assigned at birth, and it is just dealt with in two very different ways, and none of it is okay.
So this youngster at the age of 16 starting this apparently applied for, in some contest, a $300,000 prize and got it. So now is using that money to fund her life's work to advance the mission of the organization that she started called Freeform. focuses basically on the long-term safety and survival of gender-based violence. And there's way more of it than you would think, frankly. It's kind of like the whole business about you wouldn't know how many husbands beat their wives because, you know, what wife admits to that? Unless it's really, it's sick. But there's a lot of sick stuff in
and
our
society. And the spouse that's being beaten typically believes they've been beaten into believing
they
it's
deserve
their
it.
Fault. They did something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yeah. Or the embarrassment of how did I let myself get into this kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the outside looking in, these people who are the abusers could be seen as the most adored person when they are out. They go to their church and everybody loves them. They're constantly telling their spouse and their children how fortunate you are to have this person as your parents and in your life and as a part of your family. Little do they know they're being beaten by this very person with every inch of their life, almost every day.
Yep. And that comes from parental stuff as well. You're allowed to, or you're encouraged, or you see it, so then you follow in the footsteps of whatever your parents were doing. Pretty sick stuff. All right, let's get some news from England to talk about here on the Good Day program. Sanctions against people. This is an interesting reality. The United Kingdom, that is Britain, England, has gone so far after the death of Navalny as to sanction the people who lead this penal colony out in Siberia. Which is kind of an interesting reality. There are six officials that were targeted by the human rights people in England, including three people whose names you couldn't pronounce because they're, what is it, you want me to try this? Konstantinovich, maybe, as the colonel who runs the prison. So the British are saying, nope, you can't travel. And what he's trying to do is say you can't come to England. They can't, any assets they have in England are going to be frozen, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of reminds me, they did that with Putin stuff. They found, you know, when Putin was sanctioned, they found almost $1 billion, $1 billion of his money in American banks. $1 billion. The rest of it, apparently, he's got $5 billion, it's in Dubai and places like that, Singapore, speaking of Singapore, you know, places where he can hide it. And what good is it going to do him? Because sooner or later, somebody's going to put a bullet in his head, sooner, hopefully. Anyway, so that's the story of the Russians and what they're all about. Also, while we're there, this is something that I remember. My daughter went to school in England, and my wife loved England, so I became an Anglophile. When I was in my early 20s, love England. I'm going to go for a long weekend with the kids this summer over to spend Friday, Saturday, Sunday in London with Miles and Megan and Matthew. Yeah, it'd be fun. I used to go to England every month when Megan was in school there to make sure everything was okay. We had a flat, and I did the radio program from either there or Geller's house, one place or the other. And so when you drive through London, you see this big old tower, the BT tower, British, what the heck did it stand for? British something transmission. It's the cell tower. It's been on the London skyline for 60 years. So now they're going to make it into a hotel. British Telecom, that's what it is. BT is British Telecom. They're selling the tower for $347 million to a hotel chain. I'm just trying to figure out how they're going to structure. Mm-hmm. This was originally the post office tower. It goes back to the 1960s. It was London's tallest building till 1980. And so but what you see when you drive by it in these microwave tower,
cool topper. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like you see in that Seattle tower. Same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, so the tower doesn't get used anymore for the telecommunication stuff, and they took the microwave stuff off of it because the microwave's a good way to get cancer. And so now they're going to make it a hotel.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting place.
It used to house a rotating restaurant at the top. with Panoramic Beauty, so you know that that's going to probably still do it. And it's an American owned, it's an American based company that is. If this were happening here, we would be in an uproar. Company is coming in and buying one of our, you know, well-known city skyline buildings and trying to get into a hotel. Blasphemy.
Yeah, boo. All right. They say it takes a village to raise a child. Some people say that. Mrs. Clinton said that, and some people agree and some people disagree. Anyway, but that concept has flourished in a couple of preschools in England. And listen to this. So this preschool was opened inside a home for the elderly, people who have dementia. So they are helping the youngsters, are helping the oldsters sort of, you know, keep a focus on things. It's a care village. They'll leave it to the British to come up with something like this. This is very interesting, and it's an interesting idea that we could maybe bring over here. The youngsters are in there. And they are around the people who are suffering from dementia. They're part of the daily life of the residents and the tenants in this place. So they're sharing meal. They're sharing stories. They're sharing arts and crafts. They're sharing exercise together. And it's a very, I think it's a very innovative idea. Isn't it cool?
Multi-generational friendships are a beautiful thing and need to be practiced a lot more.
I think that's a very, very cool
this is great.
Idea. Yeah, it is. Something, again, we could you could easily see something like that happening here, don't you think?
Absolutely. I believe there's one in Seattle.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. So there's, so you know, that's what I like about us being together. It's that we learn from each other. Right?
Uh-huh. It's that multi-generational friendship.
Yeah, that was that. There it is. Well, we do come from different generations, no question about that. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation commission on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now, the Good Day program, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You can check out what he's doing at Lake Cardiology. Easy. You want to be a patient of his? You don't have to go to the clinic. You can just call the office, 352-735-1400, and he will cover any number of questions that you may have, like we have questions here that are important to get answered. I guess this question actually comes from my son. My son, he's in his mid-40s, is having real problems with rheumatoid arthritis. And he's on some drug, and I can't tell you that I know what it is, but after you explain what the drug may be that is the most helpful, I'm going to ask him. So his question is the rest of his life, I guess, going to be tied up with having to be treated for this affliction?
So this is some real hope, Doug. This is published this week in the medical journal Lancet, which is really one of the outstanding medical journals. And it's a breakthrough about a drug that's been out there, but a really effective use for it. It's Orencia or Abatacept. It's easier to say Orencia, and it actually eases symptoms and prevents joint damage in rheumatoid arthritis patients by dampening the immune system. So this is a drug that actually can be used very early on when you suspect rheumatoid arthritis to prevent it from actually blossoming. And this gives real hope. It's the first time we've ever had a drug like this for rheumatoid arthritis. Remember, rheumatoid arthritis is the type of arthritis, it affects the joints where the body's immune system attacks the joints, thinking that the joints are foreign bodies, and really destroys from head to toe the joints. It often begins in one set of joints and then moves to the rest of the body, and the wonderful breakthrough here is that this drug, Orencia, can be used early on, initially, when there's any evidence of rheumatoid arthritis, and it prevents the widespread damage to the rest of the body.
All right, so that's some good news. Pass that along to my son. All right, questions for Dr. Ken. Come to me to ask Ken in any number of ways. You can dial up 855-999-3684 is the proper number to call. Those of you listening around the country, you got a question you want Ken to address, we'll either take the recording that you leave with us, or I'll just take the interpretation and ask the question. 855-999-3684. Anytime, day or night, anytime you get a question for Dr. Ken, call and leave the message and we'll get it across. Somebody's interested in my talking about Omaha steaks and the various things that are in the Omaha catalog, and see that there's some research this week on what happens if you cut meat out. Now, this is rather interesting. I'm wondering why the heck the cutting out of meat helps this problem.
This is a report, Doug, in the ERJ Open Research about cutting out meat might actually help prevent snoring. So a healthy, largely vegetarian diet can reduce a person's risk of sleep apnea. Those who ate that way had lower risk than those who ate more meat. Unhealthy plant-based foods high in sugar, carbs, and salt also increase the risk of snoring and developing sleep apnea, probably just from the weight gain and maybe from some other hidden reasons.
Yeah. All right, here's another question. I guess when I looked at this, looking at my notes, and I wrote after this approval of a drug that treats severe food allergies, here we go. Drugs, 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 and more drugs. How about if you have an allergy to something, you just don't eat it or drink it? Hello, duh.
Well, anyway, Doug, come on. Come on. These are things in the microscopically in the air. You can't even stay away from them. We're talking about milk, eggs, walnuts, and peanuts. It's not a grocery list, but some of the food allergies that could be more easily tolerated with this newly approved drug. It's Xolair. It's been given approval by the FDA just recently to help reduce severe allergic reactions that are brought on by accidental exposure to certain foods. It's considered the first medication, Doug, approved by the FDA that can help protect people against multiple food allergies. It won't allow you to actually take these things, but you ever see somebody who has an anaphylaxis to nuts? This will allow you to survive if you're ever accidentally exposed.
Have it by mistake, yeah. All right, there are the answers to some important questions from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 After on Good Day Health.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.